All right, joined by Brad Tobin, head coach of the Olds Grizzlies, as we get set to kick off the exhibition slate of games before the regular season here. So the opener out tonight against a brand new team in the Devon Extreme. Just how are you approaching tonight's game, Brad?
First game for everybody. So told the guys before, just enjoy the moment. There's going to be a lot of mistakes tonight on both teams, but just work hard in that and enjoy the experience. There's a lot of guys playing their first Junior A exhibition game. So just enjoy the moment tonight.
Following the black and gold game, a couple days here to get set for this one. So approximately how many players are you carrying heading into tonight's game?
We're sitting at about 32-33 right now. A couple injuries, so we don't know when we'll be cutting down. Either it's after tonight a little bit or wait till the Friday game there. So a lot of moving parts at the moment.
Yeah, and a lot of new faces for you to get familiar with here as you're trying to build the roster. So what's your approach to that been so far?
Talking to each player and that, getting to know them, where we see them in the lineup and that, just their character and that, how they're with all their teammates and that. So it's been good so far. Some guys have stepped up in kind of into the leadership roles too.
So as you look at the goaltending tandem here tonight, how are you going to approach that as you got Thomas Papa and Connor White? And just tell us a little bit about those boys.
We're going to give him each a half game. Thomas is an older guy, played in Richmond last year in the PJ. So for him, he's obviously coming in and trying to earn, one of those spots. And then Connor White was a commitment that the Olds Grizzlies had from last season. So it's a good showcase for both of them.
And you got a couple local players here tonight. Tell us a little bit about Tristan Visser at forward and Trey Mueller on defense.
Tristan Visser looked really good in the black gold game, scored a couple goals in that, so I think the home crowd was happy to see that. And then Trey Mueller on the back end, solid defender. Would like to see him use a little bit more physicality in that and be a presence for us moving forward.
You got a number of players with American locations here, including a couple on your top line as it sits here tonight with Quinn Metzger and Jonathan Doucette also on that line of Calgary product in Yibin. What are you looking for from those guys as the top unit tonight?
Just the line to kind of get us going in that. A lot of skill on that line. It's going to be exciting. I think Quinn Metzger and Doucette and you could be guys that can step into top six roles and really thrive in this league.
With six total preseason games, how valuable can that be for getting established here before you guys hit the ground for the home opener on the 13th?
Just getting into a groove. Obviously, we've been playing amongst ourselves here for camp and battle drills and this and that. And this is our first opportunity to play another opponent. So, it'll just be day by day moving forward here.
Again, it's preseason, but it is still your first game as head coach here of the local AJHL club. And you go head-to-head with a new franchise and a former NHLer in Kelly Buckberger. So, what kind of rapport have you developed with him in a brief time here for both you guys in this league now?
I had a few phone conversations with him in the past week and that, and then I just went down and talked to him before the game and that. So it seems like a really great guy. I'm sure he has a lot of stories from the old days as well.
Excellent. Well, best of luck tonight, Brad. Thanks so much for doing this.
Thank you.